I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Everyone's here.
Everyone's here in Canada.
Certification compliance, double meeting laws have been met.
We are good to go.
Approval agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Would you mind reading the minutes of July meeting?
We'd be happy to.
August.
I made two copies and I copied the wrong one.
Okay.
So the August 11, 2014 monthly meeting, the regular meeting of the Town of Concord was called to order by Chairman Bill Ingersoll with Ted Miller, Lloyd Zastrow, Brian Newman, and Jim Zastrow present. Bill led the assembly in the Pledge of Allegiance. Brian Newman, clerk, certified that the meeting had been properly posted. There's a motion by Lloyd Zastrow and seconded by Ted Miller to accept the agenda as presented. Brian Newman, clerk, read the minutes from the July board meeting. There was a motion by Lloyd Zastrow and seconded by Ted Miller to accept the minutes as read. Lloyd Zastrow, Planning Committee Chair, gave an update that the Planning Committee did not meet as there was no zoning request for this month. Jim Zastrow, Treasurer, stated in his report there's a balance of $231.08 in the general fund, $164,309.15 in the money market, and $43,957.70 in the equipment fund. There's a motion by Bill Ingersoll and seconded by Ted Miller to accept the report as read. Everybody affirmed, nobody opposed, the motion was carried. There's a motion by Ted Miller and seconded by Lloyd Zastrow to pay the bills as presented. Everybody agreed, nobody opposed, good to go. Brian Newman, clerk, presented there is an election on August 12th for the state primary. Rocky from the Dousman EMS gave an update to the board on their service they are currently performing. As of July 1st, we will have a trained paramedic for all calls coming in from our residents, and the Sullivan Station had new floors recently installed and a new vehicle will be in service. A motion was made by Ted Miller and seconded by Lloyd Zastrow to hire Aspen Tree Service to drop the two trees in front of the old town hall and one at the cemetery. A motion was made by Lloyd Zastrow and seconded by Ted Miller to hire over-the-top roof to replace the shingles, OSB, flashing, and venting, and to hire Arnie Winkleman to fix the chimney at the old town hall. A motion was made by Ted Miller and seconded by Lloyd Zastrow to table the Concord Community Center repair bids until the annual budget meeting. A motion was made by Bill Ingersoll and seconded by Ted Miller to table the Concord Center, the Community Center janitor wage until the annual budget meeting. A motion was made by Lloyd Zastrow and seconded by Ted Miller to repair the steering drag links on the 95 Ford plow truck. And with no further business, a motion to adjourn was made by Bill Ingersoll and seconded by Ted Miller.
Make a motion to approve as read.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye. Motion carried. We have two zoning requests tonight. Dennis and Patty Lovnell.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell us about your request?
What we'd like to do is we'd like to zone that parcel. It's a 46.7-acre parcel. So we want to parcel off 4 front acres from our house, including the driveway. Take that out of the 46 acres. Which was to a 5.1 acre, so it'd be a total 9.4 acres. And by doing that, they said Jefferson that by doing that 4 acres that they would not be able to build a house on up by Wolfer, like 4 acres. And that's what we wanted to do. Make it big enough that town would have to sell that parcel off, you know, that we can keep our house and something buys it cannot build a house on the road.
Did the Planning Commission?
Planning Commission met on this and approved it. And as Dennis said, they wanted to, by adding the extra acres to the house lot, that will not leave any other land available to create another lot on that 40. So that's, that was their intent, to do it that way. They don't want to see a house or something.
Good enough. Make a motion to accept them as presented.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You're good to go? Kind of a no-brainer type thing. It's just, you're making your kind of planning your future there, so you don't have a neighbor, unwanted neighbor. So, okay, John, you have a request also, huh?
So on the bird farm, we'd like to make the woods, natural resource, sell to somebody for whatever. 6 foot right away off the hillside, and if they need to, I'd like to sell land separate, so there's a lot there, 1.4 acre lot.
Make a motion to approve it as presented.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
So you guys can either go or listen to the rest of the boring meeting.
Very interesting meeting.
No, and before I go any further,
John, I guess you have to take this with you.
Yep. Did you have a yellow sheet or no? Just that sheet, okay.
He's got this, but then he's going to submit to the county.
He's going to submit. Do we have to sign that, or is he going to use that as his?
Huh?
Do we have to sign that?
No, we don't have to sign that, do we? I don't see it.
There's got to be an approval from you guys.
That's what this sheet usually is.
That's a, that'll be that sheet.
Okay, he'll give me a sheet then.
No, the county has given this to us. I haven't seen one yet. You haven't seen it? What did you, did you go in front of the county yet? Or
not, not yet.
Oh, no. They'll mail us that, and then we fill it out and send it back.
You do what you have to do. They'll mail it to us. It's already out there. We're going to start taking care of it.
All right.
Thank
you.
Get through all the red tape.
Okay. Before I get further, we'll let the LVMS representative, Carrie, give a little report if she'd like to.
Certainly. You should receive the monthly report today in the Concord area as well as at the end of August. We're at 37 calls out of Concord. The previous month so far, we have a considerable calls in the former facility in that area, including town of Sullivan and Village Sullivan and town of Concord in the last week and a half or so. So it's been kind of busy, which is good. And let's see here. We know that budgeting is coming up for all the municipalities, and Chief wanted me to let you know that even though the contract says they can go up 2%, as we're still working on all the months, everything else will stay the exact amount as it was last year. So there'll be no increase for 2015's budget. So just to let you know that ahead of time. And
there will be no increase.
No increase. We'll do the same amount as last year.
Good.
So, yep. So, we have all of our positions on the lift station free, so still staff 24 hours a day, and we having more local members signing up at night, which is good when the ambulance is coming on station 3 more. It's our goal, or was it, but. And as we move forward, we're trying to actually look at responding areas like the 994 and the station 2 being right there, some of the ones that are late for us, especially here in the town of Concord, to send that ambulance versus the 1,000 versus, you know, whatever's going to make the most sense. So trying to just work out some of the bugs and all the kinks, and we're getting there. I think so far it's going very well. So.
How's the paramedic thing going?
Great, very well.
No. About getting 1/24/7 available.
We've had that single last season coverage, and it's been working out wonderfully. So, because it's not priority dispatched up here in Jefferson County, like I said, we do send a paramedic out on every Jefferson County call. If they're not needed, we send them back to whatever station they're responding over. But so then we want to make sure that the members of the Towns and Concord Village and Town of Sullivan are paying the same services, Ottawa, Summit, and Nelson.
Any questions for Cammy?
I have one question.
Sure.
Do you have an ambulance at Sullivan?
We do. It's Ottawa. We also have a person there, and we have a first responder vehicle as well as an ambulance.
So the ambulance doesn't necessarily go on?
If we have another person from the area signed up, or if it's a car accident where there might be multiple people, or we might need equipment right away that's not necessarily on a first responder truck, we always send the ambulance. But if the ambulance is coming from either Station 2 or Station 1 in Nelson or by Half Farm, then that first responder truck will sell.
What made me think of it was Tuesday, it would happen in Sullivan, and your red vehicle, whatever, went out on 18. And about 10 minutes later, the ambulance comes from Elston. That's why I was wondering if there is an ambulance in Sullivan or if there wasn't.
It's there. It's just not always staffed with two people.
Okay.
So the problem is, in order to staff that, the cost of the municipalities out here would be double. So with our call volume, unfortunately, it just isn't always financially responsible.
Okay.
But the good news is we always have someone with a defibrillator and oxygen and everything else there right away. So.
I did notice that one.
So our goal is always to have out the door within 2 minutes and hopefully our team. And we have noticed response times, it always seems long when you call 911 when you're waiting. And I've been there, I've had your call, and it's frustrating. Your minute feels like 20.
Yep.
But our response times have significantly improved since we've contracted with us.
In order to make the ambulance come out of Sullivan, you have to have a volunteer that's in the area, say Brad's around.
We do.
Then Brad responds from his house saying that I'll meet you at a certain time, and then the name is without.
Okay.
If that person that's on there 24/7 is sleeping over at the building does not get a response that there's somebody out there, then he has to choose to take the response vehicle instead of the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically the determination, I guess.
Well, the nice thing is we always, like I said, we grab that ambulance if it's a motor vehicle or accident or anything. Like last week we had one out on Highway P near Rome, and we were able to transport both things because we were utilizing the responders. Critical calls are always all calls. Anybody in the area is asked to respond. So that's the nice thing is we still have some good community members and we're always looking for more.
Go ahead.
I don't get the Watertown paper, so I don't know if something was put in there, but do all of the residents of Concord understand this change and how it affects and what happens and what she's talking about? Because I didn't get any of that information.
As far as any change, no, because
it
really, nothing's really changed. You still get the ambulance service that you've always had. You get this type of ambulance service because you're on this type of I-94. Anybody on the other side of I-94 will now is still responds by Exonia EMS, but they work together. I mean, if for some reason Exonia can't make it or they don't have enough volunteers, then these guys go out. There's a lot of times that these guys will respond. So I try to make that clear that if Exonia can't make it, don't wait around until it's too late. So hopefully that's been taken care of, and maybe I'll do some more checking on that. But
the nice thing with Elston is we do have three stations, so we have two other stations that are staffed 24 hours a day with an ambulance in-house, so they don't have to wait for people to respond from their homes in, whereas they're seldom used to have to come in from our houses, get the ambulance, and then go. At Station 1, which is in downtown Elston, and Station 2, which is by Cat's Farms there, we have a staff in-house 24 hours a day. So as soon as that page goes out, the truck comes out from Sullivan, and then either whichever ambulance is responding is right away. So,
maybe because I watched the video about the EMS situation, and it said, the EMS is always no longer there, it's gone, that goes to death, and I'm like,
no, they thought it was like that. The group Sullivan has, there's three people that are on this board yet. So we have a committee yet that still represents Sullivan EMS.
Okay.
But there is no Sullivan first responders or anything like that, because now we've dissolved that portion and kind of moved into Dowsman. But basically, the three committees
have decided to contract out that service. Instead of us owning a service and taking care of tires and maintenance on equipment and stuff, we said, right, you have the problem, you do all this kind of stuff, we just want the service. And they decided for a certain price that they would provide the same service and better service than what we were trying to do ourselves. And what that did is take away all the headaches of us making sure that it's staffed, it's, like I say, maintain the maintenance on the vehicle. They have to do that, you know. And if they don't do a decent, you know, quality job, then we have the right to say, I will no longer going to be with you, and, you know, whatever.
But now I understand. Maybe I just was, out of the
roof and just set off. We had trouble way back when, you know, trying to pay for that ambulance service and maintain the ambulance service,
right.
and try to maintain personnel for the ambulance service. That was a big job. And all these things became kind of a nightmare for the three communities that were remaining left or in the service, you know. And by turning it over to them, volume and numbers become greater when they already have a nice unit started. And with the help that we have, the minimum help that we had that transferred over to Dalsman, between them and us, they've got personnel now that seem to be plenty. And I don't know, it's just, they're a well-qualified and well-nice organized organization down there. So, I don't know. I would like to say that we were, but we tried, but just...
Bill, how many locations are involved in the combined service? How many buildings are involved?
We got the one building.
We're tied into Dalsman.
But with Dalsman, when we get a contract with Dalsman, we get the benefits of, if it's a fast response to Marion's house over here in Concord by coming out of Pabst Farm, I-94. You know, before we started our ambulance service, we used to use Oconomowoc for Oconomowoc ambulance. And they used to have to come from that Carnation building. I don't know if you guys know where that old building, they have to come from there, down the street, and respond to Mobile Home Park and all that kind of stuff from that place. So then we started doing our own, and the response time was much faster. But I-94 gives us a direct access down here to, you know, Concord area. But still, it's going to be faster from Sullivan, but whatever. I feel good that you're going to get a good response time, that's for sure, and get qualified help.
My question is, within the system, is there any circumstance under which everybody at the responding spots is out on the road? So there is no coverage.
It hasn't happened yet.
But it's possible.
It's always possible. It's possible in any service. Yeah. If you have a mass event, absolutely. It's possible, but that is why he was mentioning how you work so well with Exonia, you work so well with Johnson Creek, you work so well with Oconomowoc.
But if there's nobody to respond, because everybody's out of responding buildings, how does Exonia get involved? Or anybody else?
It's automatic.
Jefferson County takes over. If by chance, there's always someone listening, obviously, from Dustin, so we know there's another call for service. So we actually have four ambulances within those three buildings. It hasn't happened yet that we couldn't get the four ambulances on the road, which is a good thing. But if by chance we get an extra call and, like, say this ambulance or that ambulance is further away, the chief or whoever's on that day or that evening, they call Jefferson County, because instead of waiting for that ambulance, it might be faster to call Johnson Creek, or it might be faster to call Sonia, and they'll make that call. Because we're not going to wait to try and rally the troops. We're going to decide what's faster and what's the best service for the department or for the patient who's waiting based on location and request that. So
if I understand you correctly, despite the number of calls that may come in, given the number of people who are manning the system, there's no circumstance under which that last call that comes in is not going to be acted upon promptly.
Absolutely not. No, it needs to be acted on by the county, Jefferson County. If by chance we have radio issues or something going on and someone doesn't respond, the county has their own protocol in place as a failsafe, that if they don't hear from Dalsman or if they don't hear from someone else, they you know, obviously trying to make contact, and then they would contact someone else. Same thing for Usonia. If they don't hear from Usonia after a certain amount of time, they automatically call the next closest department. So you're going to see that ambulance call answered. So that's how we protect everybody, because I live in the communities too, so I'm with you. You want to make sure.
Did you say Jefferson County, but police, then they are being moved up there?
The Sheriff's Department is our dispatch center. Correct. So we're dispatched to the Sheriff's Department, and then Dalton is dispatched to Waukesha County Mediation, so they have a good relationship as well.
You know, it's the same thing with the fire, too. Every fire call, it almost seems like they get mutual aid from every community, you know. So it's like mutual aid with, it's mutual aid with the ambulance service, too, basically, you know. So
we work closely with all the fire departments in the area, so.
Any other questions for Cam? Maybe we can let her go. You know, you should call me, too. We've got issues coming up in next week here or something, so.
I will do that.
All right. I tried to call you, you know.
All right, I'm
Bill. All right, thank you.
Thank you guys
so much. Did they call you for the same occurrence? Did they get into my
room? Well, they did call me, yeah.
Oh, okay.
1 o'clock, yeah, very good. You must have given my cell phone number or something.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. For the dump site.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Treasury report, go through that once real quick.
Okay, so
the report for August of 2014. General fund previous balance $10,695.95. Credit checks and payments of $45,961.03. Clear deposits $48,000.73. And cleared balance of $12,735.65. Uncleared checks and payments $12,081.68. For an account balance of $653.97. The money market beginning balance $164,309.15. Clear checks and payments $48,000. Clear deposits $118,126.82 for a clear balance of $234,435.97. Equipment fund CD previous cleared balance $43,957.70. Clear deposits $33.24, with ending balance of $43,990.94. Any questions?
You said the majority of that deposit was the second portion of the tax payments.
Did we get the 2% fire dues back yet? You see that coming in? Because Donna was asking for that, so if you just let me know, I'll write Sullivan and Exonia a check for that.
We haven't gotten any for the transportation aid yet, or the $45,000 of revenue share revenue every year.
I did just get a notice that we're the $33,000 of road aid. This is what the final one was, but it didn't say when we're going to get the payment, though. So they gave me a confirmed number, but I don't know when that gets deposited.
There was shared revenue that comes almost at the end of the season, right?
Yep.
Okay. I make a motion to accept the treasury report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Payment of bills.
There's four checks that we paid off of our normal bills that are not in the pile there, which was U.S. Cellular for the highway department phones for $62.99, CenturyLink, which was the August Community Center and Shop phone and internet for $106.92, Advanced Disposal, the August environmental fee for here in the town, the shop, for $99.05, and then We Energy is the monthly, GA is the monthly gas and electric for $426.49. So the what I'm seeking approval for tonight at the top is Ernie Bankert at 93 and a half hours highway. Mr. Bill Ingersoll, our chairman, had his salary and then one meeting per dime. Ted Miller, likewise, had salary and one meeting per dime. Morris had 59 hours for the highway. And Donnie Laska had 15 hours for the highway. Jason Stamper had 100 and a half hours highway. David and Bev Stendel both had 15 and a half hours for the janitor each. Lloyd Zastro had his salary and one meeting per dime. And then we also had a planning committee meeting, so he had a $50 committee fee meeting for that. Jim Zastro, treasurer, had his monthly salary and one meeting per dime, as well as internet, voicemail, and bank mileage for $51.05. Brian Newman had a salary and five meeting per dimes. We had the election, doing all the prep and inspection, all that stuff for that. And then I had DSL, fax, and mileage between Jefferson and here for $87.08. Aspen Ridge Landscaping, there's two invoices from them. One was the second balance of the ash tree treatments at the park, and then they had the three trees that we approved for removal last month were taken care of, total being $2,145. Then Badger Press, we owed them the balance. It was $13.69 balance left on the postcards for the town picnic. Oh, I skipped the associated appraisal. Sorry. Associated appraisal. Let's get ready. This is our monthly appraisal, the contract for $787.50. And then a few of them will be scattered. It goes in alphabetical order. But Bev Wiseman was one of my election workers. She had 16 and a half hours for the election for $198. City of Watertown, we do a joint ad for them in the newspaper. Our share of that publication cost is $40.08. Concord General Store, July gas expenses. That was one mowing expense, and the rest was truck gas for $257.63. The Concord Inn, we owe them $173 for beer, and they donated $100 as well to the picnic. So Dale Connolly, our monthly webmaster, for $50. Dorothy Wergen, one of our election workers, 16 and a half hours for $198. Fabco Rents, the invoice they gave us plus the second invoice was $107.10 more. I'm seeking approval for it, but if I don't get a good answer, I'm not paying it. So, I don't know. We've been playing phone tag, so you can sign off on it, but I'll get a good answer on why they raised the labor by $100.
And what was this for?
They did the work on the loader. Front loader, end loader, whatever you want to call it. I think they replaced the whole panel, didn't they? Yeah. Parts and labor for the McMahon services. So we paid $2,000 last month, and then we had a second invoice saying we paid short, but it didn't match. So I'm trying to find out why it doesn't match. Then Frontier FS, a diesel fuel refill, $16.70. Harold Winkleman, I have an invoice for Rock for $230. Then Jane Ingersoll, one of our election workers, had 7.5 hours for the election for $90. And then Gene Moldenauer, another election worker, put in 15 hours for the election for $180. Kettle Moraine Pest Control did a treatment on the community center in the town hall for $155 for this fall. Kurt Dexire, is that right? Dexire did culvert repair work for the town, $300. Lang Enterprises, we purchased 3 signs from them. Those 2 invoices total $99.09. Lebanon's Lion Club for the rental for the picnic, the 2 tents, $400. Lens Excavating did culvert repair. I believe that was the repair digging and towing away or hauling away for $525. Menards, so we purchased a dehumidifier for the Concord Community Center and then some miscellaneous highway supplies totaling $213.93. Should be 2 invoices there. Mid-State Equipment purchased some parts. I'm not sure what it was for, but $19.84. Marlene Wagner, another one of our election workers, 8.5 hours for the election, $102. Pat Brandt, monthly reporter for us, for $50. River City Truck Repair, the 95 Ford service, $14.01.61. Is that what we expected? That's all right. I don't know what we...
I don't remember what other name it was in there. If I had other problems with the rubbles.
Coletta's pin, muffler strap. Place in the city.
This was above the steering column was above and beyond the other stuff. That would make sense. Yeah. Times Publishing, we had to publish, the election test notice for $53.44. Tom Williams is our election inspector, 16.5 hours for his past election for $198. U.S. Alarm Systems did the inspection of the Concord Community Center fire alarm system test for $100. The Watertown Humane Society, fourth quarter contract payment for $535.50. And finally, the Wisconsin Inspection Agency, Tom Williams, $153 for his work for permits.
Can we put this up? I suppose somebody told me that I had to have this by the alarm or somewhere, showing that we had
to post it up there.
I can post it.
Where do we need to put it at?
You know, by the first alarm, by the door, somewhere where
it's visible.
Visible. Yeah.
Okay,
it's
I can do
inspected.
It.
It was
what's that? Oh, that's not Tom. I'm sorry, Tom. And then there's one more bill that just came tonight. Arnie Winkleman, what we approved last month for his chimney work for $12.50.
Yeah.
make a motion to pay the bills.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Any correspondence?
I did receive notice that before the county on September 18th, which I think is next Thursday at 7 o'clock, they'll be hearing the Mark Redman rezoning request that we approved through here. So if anybody's interested in going to that, that'll be at 7 o'clock at the Jefferson Courthouse on Thursday, September 18th. That's all I have.
No old business, no new business that we have to bring up. You want to talk about the trees?
Have you finished with your meeting, though?
Not yet.
Okay.
I mean, next one will be the open floor thing where we can talk about it.
Morris mentioned to me that the service short changed the amount of gravel needed to cover his culvert. He did it over the way. He's wondering if the county is going to bring more gravel in or.
Well, he's always been touching it up kind of right along the shoulder.
On our side? They haven't put anything in there. They said they didn't even cover it for the culvert. Just kind of put it.
Call Dennis and find out tomorrow whether or not they're going to. They told him to go ahead as long as they were doing their question.
Then into the air gas there, Morris, or where?
With this one vehicle that was coming up. They were there.
So that's on the field between Woody Lane and the woods there then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. Better woods.
They stopped there, and they were doing nothing. They just went right there to the culvert. Because there's no public basin there. I remember, for an hour, so you know. So either they have to do it or we have to do it. You wouldn't let a doctor come right off with him.
No, but we'll, like I said, he's only, I know he's been touching the shoulder up and it has been settling, so we'll talk to them. And
that'd be just like another 6 feet.
All right, so touch base with Dennis. All right, if there's nothing else, old or new business, then we'll open up to the floor. Mary, you want to talk about the tree thing? Or?
No, Brian's talking about it.
Okay.
As long as it's shared, I don't care. I just want to know. No. Let me preface this with, I understand that Eric and Lori have the Concordian as a business, and it's a viable business for them. And I know that they help the community and donate things for the picnic. But this summer has just been horrendous with motorcycle groups that go to the Concordian. And they are so noisy and so loud. And I'm not a very good judge of speed, but Steve says that they tear out of their probably 50 miles an hour. They make black strips. There's some all in front of the Concordian. So maybe a month or so ago, I was weed-whacking because this was going on, and I was so angry. So I went down there with my weed-whacker, maybe that was more just, I don't know. And I said, you know, I'm going to speak to you nicely. I'm going to tell you that this is a community. It's not a bar up north at a rural corner, you know, crossing. It's a community. 2 doors down from this, there's a house with little children. Matt and Kira have 3 little munchkins that ride their bikes and their bikes or whatever up and down, you know, their driveway. And it's 25 miles an hour. And the man I talked to said he was sorry and they all left. So I thought, okay, you know, that's it. Well, then this weekend, it was loud again. Just awful. They were raising their motorcycles from the bar down the outside of the house, turning around, coming back again. And I went down again, no week after that time, to talk to them. And they were making so much noise that they couldn't hear me. And then they were clapping, apparently hoping to get the leader of the pack out of the bar. which he did, and I would buy a car so he could see me. And then he dropped his pants and moved everyone, and they thought that was a great fun too. And then at that point, I said, I will probably leave, and they said, now, what have you done? I know you were gracious enough a few years ago to put a 25-mile-an-hour speed sign in the middle of Concord. When I talked to the police the first time, he said he was aware of the situation and he would try to watch, but, you know, it's a big county. I'm very old. I'm 73, but I can remember when I was in my 30s and my husband and I went to a bar or restaurant, and if someone at the bar started having bad language, the bartender would say, hey, here's what you hear. We don't talk that way. You're just, now, this is just my opinion, doesn't seem to be any control in that bar as far as, you know, putting a little bit of common sense on what's going on.
No, I guess the simplest solution would be to ask Eric and his employees to name some kind of order. If they can't, then they have to, you know, call in the, you know, authorities of some sort. And if they can't, you know, I mean, then we have to do other things. I mean, we issue them a license every year, you know, so.
And I don't know, are the bartenders a young group or maybe just a certain age that they get the license?
It don't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, if they have the responsibility of being a bartender, they also have the responsibility of maintaining order of some sort. And if they don't, you know, let's start with that first. I'll go and talk to Eric and have a talk with him.
Is the owner usually there? Or is
not necessarily.
Someone else in charge?
Yeah, not necessarily. I'll talk to Eric and see if he can't ask his partners to be a little bit more judgment. If it doesn't work out, you know, we'll go to the next step. But as far as speed, you know, unless you have a full-time policeman there or something, you aren't going to catch him. Like I say, one thing, and I know we talked about this, but speed bumps really slow people down, you know. Otherwise, they lose their transmission or whatever. Yeah. And I know down in Mexico, they have all over the place.
But when we looked into it, we couldn't do it.
I didn't look into it to the point that they said that we couldn't do it. So I never got a negative no that we couldn't do it. So, I mean, we'll check into that too, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, is it something that we want in our town, speed bumps? But, you know, maybe that'll slow the traffic down to 25, you know.
Well, when I taught on Friday night, I would stop at the Concord Inn and have a cocktail. And Eric was always bartending, and there was a nice element in there. He listened to all this foolishness. And I think that perhaps he's not bartending as much as we used to. But he kept things pretty civil.
Under control. Okay. Let me talk to him and see once. So.
Thank you.
You bet. Something. Any other open floor business that anyone want to talk about? We did get the new roof on the museum or our old ex-town hall, and that looks good to me. Done. Trees down.
You know, I don't really.
I think the aesthetics of the building looks good with the nice new roof and the trees down. It just looks nice.
It jumps out
and
it's just
like it does. So, yeah.
Sure. Where does the town get its stone?
As far as what kind of stone now? I mean, like the.
I'm having a heck of a time finding some driveway stone.
Either like House Brothers and Johnson Creek.
House Brothers and Johnson Creek?
Or Clean Excavating on Water Tower. House Brothers is on Highway N, west of Johnson Creek, south. And then McLean is up the Highway Q and L and 26, kind of the 26 that group interchange up there now, but they're north side of Watertown and 26.
Mm-hmm. You're looking for somebody to get hauled in?
Well, yeah.
Harold Wickham,
yeah.
Harold will be just kind of.
Harold Wickham and bring you
in. But You know, all they tell me I can have is white limestone. I mean,
no, you'll bring anything you want. Why don't you do that?
Where can I see some stone?
No, do you want to see the stone before you?
Yeah, well, I want to know what I'd like to know what I'm getting.
Crushed limestone.
I don't want white crushed limestone.
No, it's just,
that's my problem.
It'll be just regular road gravel. It's gray. It's not white. I mean, you're looking for just basic gravel, right?
It's either all I've seen is white or gray. It doesn't fit by my house.
What are you looking for then?
Something in the tan, brown, beige, anything. That's why I even said I even wondered about.
Harold, call Harold. He's worked with a lot of people in our community.
I can write his phone number on there if you want me to.
Call him, and he'll work with you. Tell him what you want, and he'll get you that color and all that kind of stuff.
I called Mark Schellenberg, who gave me his name last year, and he got back to me and said that he doesn't have time and he didn't
have Try Harold.
Yeah.
The stuff on the house probably would be a little more brown and yellowish than on the
usually watch it off, doesn't it?
And our girl mentioned
that.
I went to bring them, and they're not helpful at all.
Try Hill. He thought he's helped out a few minutes.
He brought us a load.
Okay, tell me, can you write on there where I.
I'll give you his phone number.
Oh, wonderful.
Then they're going to have
Just the first one's his regular number, and his mobile number is the second number.
Thank you.
Can you write his name on there?
Okay, so any other things open meeting that anyone wants to discuss?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, you can take a record time.